VOA News. I'm Tom DeMichiel. Iran says that it unintentionally shot down a Ukrainian jetliner. Correspondent Mike Rossio.
Iran is calling the shootdown of a Ukrainian jetliner by its military unintentional. The admission of responsibility by Iran was announced Saturday, as Iran was facing mounting international suspicion for the incident in which all 176 people on board were killed. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had bluntly stated Friday,
"We do believe that it's likely that that plane was shot down by an Iranian missile."
On Thursday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said much the same.
"The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile."
At least 63 Canadians died in the shootdown. The Ukrainian jetliner went down just hours after Iran launched a series of missiles at U.S. targets in Iraq, retaliating for the killing of a top Iranian general. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, it does appear, at least for now, that an outright U.S.-Iran war has been averted. We get more from VOA's Brian Patton.
The prospect of another imminent war in the Middle East has subsided for now after Iran's retaliatory missile strike against a U.S. military base in Iraq caused no reported casualties. But the recent escalation of tensions following the U.S. drone strike in Iraq that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani has some critics suggesting President Trump was motivated to take military action in part to shift attention away from his impeachment. The president's decision to take military action against Iran, some analysts say, was motivated largely by frustration over Iran's continued attacks against the U.S. and allies in the region. Past presidents have also been accused of using a military crisis abroad to rally support at home. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. placed more sanctions on Iran Friday in response to its missile attack on U.S. military troops in Iraq last week, and it threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy if Tehran continues to carry out what it considers terrorist actions. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said at a White House news conference that new sanctions targeting Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries.
"The president has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons."
Trump administration believes the sanctions will force Tehran to negotiate a new nuclear agreement, downsize its missile development program, and end its support of militias in the Middle East. Taiwanese voters headed to the polls for presidential and legislative elections. The vote follows months of signs that China is stepping up political influence and disinformation operations on the island Beijing claims as it owns. More from VOA's Ralph Jennings.
Voters lined up in thick crowds outside Taiwan's polling stations on Saturday morning in an early sign of strong turnout in a presidential election that will chart the future of the island's relations with China. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory that must eventually unify with China. But Taiwanese said in surveys last year they prefer today's democratic self-rule over unification. Anti-China protests in Hong Kong over the past months raised fear among some Taiwanese voters of what life might be like under rule by Beijing. China has ruled Hong Kong for more than 20 years. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
And bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast eased Saturday after a tough night for firefighters, and authorities said they expect to have at least a week of milder weather where they can improve defenses against the huge blazes still burning. A strong southerly wind change on Friday night with gusts of more than 100 kilometers per hour whipped a number of fires up to the emergency warning level, but by Saturday morning, cooler temperatures and rainfall had eased those conditions. New South Wales Rural Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says that firefighters want to make the most of the milder weather.
We really want to take advantage of the more mild conditions that are before us over these next 5 to 7 days to see if we can get as much consolidated and as much contained as we can before we see any return to warmer conditions.
Since October, 27 people have been killed, thousands subjected to repeat evacuations as huge and unpredictable fires scorch more than 10.3 million hectares of land. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host and your doctor of Pan-African music, Heather Maxwell. This is VOA Africa, broadcasting from Washington. I've got a great show for you today. The first one in the year 2020. So that's just really all around an exciting thing. I hope you're feeling fresh starts and full of hope for better things and new beginnings, or even praying for continuation of the good things in your lives from last year. Today's show is a nice mix of music that reflects my wishes to you. I've got current tunes and fresh new 2020 releases by artists like Winky D, Amaze, Wizkid, Renice, Gazmawete, Maro Uganda, so plenty of Afro beats, Mboko, reggae dancehall, and hip-co. And there's also a couple of your song requests and New Year shout-outs, and then a bit of retrospection on gains and losses in the African music world. Gains like new albums and breakout artists from 2019, and the losses of music legends. So, time for this Pan-African Maxwell mix to go down. We begin out of Nigeria with Wizkid.
Starboy day for you. Baby girl, you find yourself though. That you make my day red oh. Anytime you know they close to me.
Yeah. everybody. This is Music Time in Africa. Here's Renice, Queen of Iboko, with On Dit Quoi.
On Dit Quoi.
To Mali now with Techno Issa.
It's Music Time in Africa, y'all.
Can I be like a man?
ancien pouvoir du Sénégal.
Willie Nubians, and you're listening to
Music Time in Africa
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Late Cesaria Evora with Soldad, a slow polaire. Let me tell you a little bit about the song. It was written in the 1950s, a time of terrible famines that lasted for about 20 years. Evora sings for her country. Soldad means miss, and it's a reference to an old steamboat that sailed from her hometown in Mindelo to Sao Tome, a town on another island some 170 miles away. And the boat transported indentured workers to pick coffee. The workers now, including her brother, took that boat. She remembers singing this and other songs to him and others on the eve of their departure. Who has shown you this distant way to Sao Tome? The longing. If you write me a letter, I'll write you back. If you forget me, I'll forget you until the day you come back.
Es camino pasándome. Que mostra vez camino los. Que mostra vez camino los. Es camino pasándome. Saint-Tropez.
Right, that was the late Cesaria Evora with Soldad. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather Maxwell. Staying in the mood of past legends of African music, the year 2019 took several more music giants from us here on this earth. Yes, we lost some legends. Oliver Mutukudzi from Zimbabwe died January 23rd. He released 67 albums in his lifetime. South African singer and apartheid activist Johnny Clegg died in Johannesburg July 16th. He was 66 and succumbed to pancreatic cancer. Traditional musician, composer Ayub Ogada of Kenya, he passed on February 1st. Jimmy Hope, icon of Togolese culture, he died August 4th. And Ivorian superstar DJ Arafat died at age 33 on August 12th. These are just a few of many music legends we lost in 2019. There's also Shekwari Manar, Dorothy Masuka, Chris Kantai, John DeMatthew. But for those who we knew on Music Time in Africa, here's about 10 minutes to honor them, starting with Oliver Mutukudzi at his Pakaye Arts Center in Norton, Zimbabwe, just after the release of his last 67th album.
Yes, every album has got its own topic, it's got its own agenda. And this one is about the whole world, why the world is having disputes. I guess it's we are all in the wrong positions that God created us for. That's why. You're born to be a musician, and there you are, you're trying to have a certificate of engineering, and God didn't say that to you.
How do you know who you are?
Parents are supposed to help you identify yourself. And I believe children talk to the parents that, hey, this is who I am. And parents feel otherwise. No, I want my baby to be a doctor, a medical doctor. And they push their child to be a medical doctor, and yet he was created to play a drum. And even grown-ups, they have to learn and find themselves.
Do you ever feel like you're just too tired now to keep touring?
Well, age is catching up, but I can't run away from myself. I have to do it.
Tuku, Oliver Mutukudzi, thank you so much.
No, thank you for coming. Thank you. And it's good to see you again.
Here's Uchatenai, the last track on Tuku's album, Hanya. Uchatenai means, what are you going to say? Tuku sings, what are you going to say to your fearful wife and children when they ask you, why are you making a cattle whip for the crawl when we don't have any cattle?
We begin today with a song from one of the continent's greatest fallen legends, the white Zulu, Johnny Clegg. Here is Gijimbe from Johnny's Juluka album, African Litany.
It was actually it was a kind of a joke that the people of Soweto, when I started to emerge, and you know, in certain dances, I was wearing traditional gear, animal skins and things like that, you know. And they were just, Jesus, what a white man is doing this stuff, man. This is crazy. I've never seen anything like this, especially in this country. No white guy would ever do this kind of stuff. Jesus. And then they said, gee, he really does it. Look how he does it so well. He's a white Zulu, man. So that's how it started, you know. And people would shout, it was Zulu Mhlophe, you know, when they saw me. And it was made famous by a French national magazine, Actuel. Mm-hmm. They came out and did an interview with me, and I was on the cover, and it said Le Zulu Blanc. Mm-hmm. And then that hopped over to England, and then sort of, you know, this sort
caught
of
fire.
Yeah, caught fire, whatever.
I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa from Nairobi in Kenya. This is the voice of Ayub Ogada, the Kenyan musician who died on the 1st of February 2019. Ayub, who was 66, popularized the nyatiti, an eight-stringed traditional instrument from Western Kenya, which is what you can hear playing on this song. Among the young Kenyan musicians who learned their trade at the feet of Ayub Ogada was Papillon, who also plays the nyatiti just like Ayub.
Kothbiro is such a breathtaking song. It is timeless. It is a hunting song. It says, Auma, you can see that rain is coming. Bring kettle home. That is the meaning of Kothbiro.
How should the world remember Ayub Ogada? What's his legacy?
I want to see it as a challenge as African musicians who are coming up. And the question is, what will you leave behind?
We're talking about the horrific death of 33-year-old Ange Didier Huang, aka DJ Arafat. Now, in case you don't know his music, here is a bit of one of his more recent songs, Do Sabado. Okay, so Roger, this was DJ Arafat's Do Sabado that came out last year.
Right.
And, well, now he is no more. DJ Arafat was probably the number one living icon of this popular dance style from Côte d'Ivoire called Coupe de Calais. It's really, really sad, isn't it?
Really sad.
Now, you knew him personally, didn't you?
Yes, I knew him personally because he came, we had a privilege to have him coming here at Voice of America in Washington. He was one of the guests in my show when he came to see us. It was such a great thing to have this powerful young artist, you know, from the Francophone world. And one of the, as you just say, one of the major artists of Coupe de Calais, because he is considered being the number two after Duke Saga. Yeah, Duke Saga, who started a movement of Coupe de Calais.
In the late 90s, I believe.
Right, in the 90s. And then he came, and then he also took, you know, took over, but took it to a different level.
It's ironic that the video and the song that launched DJ Arafat into his career was about a friend of his who also died in a motorcycle accident, which is how DJ Arafat died.
Exactly.
And also, on a sad note, Togolese artist Jimmy Hope has died. He was nicknamed the Togolese Johnny Hallyday, and that artist, for those of you who don't know, is a French rock and roll pop singer, and he got that nickname for his flamboyant performances. Jimmy had just turned 62. I had the chance to meet him and to watch him perform when I was there in Lomé earlier this year for the launch of our VOA FM station. And let me tell you, he was really a beast on the stage. He had so much energy and fire. He reminded me of the Rolling Stones icon Mick Jagger. Seriously. But Jimmy had been ill for a few weeks and was evacuated to France for proper care, where he then passed away on August 5th. All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and that concludes our tribute to our own Music Time in Africa friends and music legends who sadly passed away in the year 2019.
It's super easy to get connected to Heather on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type Music Time in Africa. You'll find the Music Time in Africa page with over 1 million followers and the public group page. Both pages are hot with fresh photos, video updates of your favorite African artists, and new ones too. Talk with Heather and express yourself.
So at the top of the hour, I promised to read some New Year's shout-outs that I didn't get to last week. So here they are. There's just two. First, Ayodeji Oyenihi, PhD, tweeted this. My felicitations to my children, Dr. and Dr. Mrs. Ayodeji Oyenihi, and my granddaughters, Ayomikun and Ire Ayo. I wish them blessed Christmas and a happy new year. And also, there's this one.
Hi, this is Moses Ajodun, an entertainment manager from Nigeria. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Also, some of the gains we had in 2019. I promised to sum that up for you, too. So here it is. Women, you all, or we all, did a lot this year. Aster Aweke, after many years of silence, returned with a new album. So did Teta Diana from Rwanda and Lamisi from Ghana with The Brighter Side. Evelyn Mutua from Kenya with her 13 Beats of Christmas. And also from Kenya, Nina Ogot with Dala. Then there's Myra Andrade with her album Manga, Grace Barbe, and Ma Damba from Mali with her album Hakili Kelen. Now, Shaw Majozi, Almok, and Chanel Lakinda, and Davaos, they all shot up this year with sizzling singles and amazing music videos. So, yeah, 2019 was awesome for African women musicians.
Bilili, Music and Africa. Yeah.
If you're just tuning in. Hello, everybody. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. I hope you're enjoying your weekend and excited about it being the first one in 2020. So next up, two songs back-to-back by Gaz Mawete and Shaluza Max. After that, we're going to fresh 2020 releases from Liberia, Zimbabwe, and then a couple more songs to round out the hour. Here's Gaz and his gorgeous voice, Olingi Nini. What do you want?
Pardon, Bengelanga, Oyanga, Shigi Oza, Wapi, Wana Mabok, Wanani, Olingini, baby, Olingini, Olingini, Shigi, Olingini, Toki Bebam Bongwe, Tapesa, Toki Bolingi, Bilamba. Nasumba, chéri balo biole la cabelle, nasumba. J'ai désir, devenir l'homme que tu mérites. Oh ma chérie, je veux être les gardiens de tes nuits. Laisse-moi prendre tes peines, t'aider à réaliser tes rêves. Pour toute la vie, être ta moitié. Pourvu que yo tikala, toi na yo. Essentiel que yo zala, kangai moko. Bébé, senga no nga mapangwe.
Nago besa yo
e. Senga fungo la lola e.
Nago besa yo.
Ata o sengi sutana no e.
Nago besa yo e.
Pardon benga Nicole, zahina envoie ma e.
Kwandundwe
Komengo ya yadi diginwani
Una yo kesa kugata kopo bebe
Palo bina zo salamabe Bongwe sabolingo te Lisembo lo zo salamabe Mena yebi kolinga te Na memo wapie Nodime angana lako nini
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello, peepstas. This is Heather Maxwell. All right, so I told you I had new 2020 tunes for you, and here they are. This is Happy New Year by Hipco artist who I got to know in Monrovia back in 2016. His name, Amaze.
Happy New Year, when I die, the country got mad, amazing young. Ah.
Hey!
Yes, that was Amaze from L.I.B. And now to another new release. Zimbabwean reggae dancehall artist Winky D has his fans wrapped around his little finger with this new track, Ijipita. It's the hit song of his brand new album, Njema. He sings the biblical story of how Moses led the Israelites, who were enslaved at the time, out of Egypt to safety in Mount Sinai. Apparently, many Zimbabweans feel really connected to this plight.
Gaffa, Gaffa, Gaffa Zakare, Jusa, Panino Mukama Banani, Nimositani Sapakirazi, Hakuna Inia Rinani, Mawanagasi and Nanasi, Kutaka Manage, Kutimurira.
Ijipita, Ijipita, Ijipita.
Kavunza zviri mberi hakuna adaira totunga mirwa nepasi ndipene kweia zvinodzimba asira kandireve ukasadikitira hauseve tava kutsvaka zvakafa zveka kuvhima kweasina utane museve ndoenda 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 ndega kusina mai ndoenda 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 handina mufudze ndingori wai visairima pamberi pangu isaichiyedza ndifambe zvangu upenyu ndishande hwangu ndakanda nano ndapisa shangu
All right, that was Ijipita by Winky D from Zim. This is Heather, Music Time in Africa, and now we're going to 2018 Uganda with Maro. Here's Anjagala.
Oh, And that was my role, Uganda.
I'm Heather Maxwell. Now, this last song is Muchana by Tanda Bongo Man. It comes to you by way of another song request. This one was made by MTIA fan Taremwa Derek from Uganda. Right, that was Kanda Bongo Man, and it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you know you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, people. Stay beautiful.